This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been looking at the impact statement in Psalm 46:10 in recent visits. Be still and know that I am God. There are a number of things you will discover about God when you wait upon Him while going through trying times in your life. That's the context in Psalm 46. When you think of God the Father in those times, you will begin to see that He is sovereign. It might not look like it as you anticipate and then begin going through the experience, but with hindsight, it often comes into focus. I can't say this is always true. Sometimes God prefers to stay anonymous or hidden. But as you continue to study the Bible, it will shed light on your life experiences, and you will begin to see, even if only through a glass darkly, as Paul said. And even if you can't figure it all out, the Bible makes it clear that God works all things together for good in the lives of those who love Him and are called into relationship with Him. Romans 8:28. Nothing can keep God from accomplishing what He sets out to do. Be still and know that God is the Father and is sovereign. He is also love. This is declared many times in the Bible. In 1 John 4:8, it says, God is love. This love is agape love. It is a self-giving love that is primarily interested in the welfare of the one loved. God loves you even when you do not reciprocate in kind. In fact, John says that God loved you first. That is why He gave His Son to be the Savior. He loves you. Be still and reflect on that. Tell Him in prayer how much you appreciate that indescribable gift He has given you. And then worship Him.